Hi there. Welcome to this edition, this exciting, thrilling, memorable edition of Cambridge Inside Out. I'm Robert Winters.
And I'm Judy Nathans.
Right. And today's January 20th, 2021, a municipal election year in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and elsewhere.
And, well, some places, right?
A lot of places, actually. I think we
in
Massachusetts, actually a lot of places, including places like New York or whatever.
Okay.
They use odd years for municipal elections,
even years
for state and federal elections.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we're pretty consistent with that. So anyway, yeah.
So
it's exciting, you know, what's going on in Cambridge, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah, you're the first, you just get it right out there on your pages.
Yeah, I might actually mention, only because there's not a whole lot more to say about it, but, you know, I think the last time we had a show, we talked a little bit about what's going on in New York City with the ranked choice voting, and at the time, they hadn't yet resolved things.
But it is reality.
But I did, you know, I could kind of tell, I know a thing or two about this stuff, and I said, well, once they get rid of all those fake ballots that inadvertently got stuck in there, I didn't think the results were going to change. And I don't mean just in terms of the winners, but even the margins. I thought, I think I said something like, it may narrow a little bit, but I don't think there's going to be any change. And guess what happened?
It
narrowed a little bit, but there wasn't any change. So I'm starting to think, I think I know too much about ranked choice voting.
I think you do.
I think I need to go out and play tennis or something.
Tennis.
Mm. Oh, well, I've never played
golf.
Tennis in my
you
life.
You could do golf. Maybe golf.
Yeah, that's it. Miniature golf, especially.
Yeah. Right. You've always wanted that miniature golf course somewhere.
Yeah. Actually, one thing I thought I might mention, just because I find it kind of interesting, is over across the river, before we talk a little bit about Cambridge's stuff, across the river, the mayoral sweepstakes in Boston is really interesting to me. I think there are about five principal candidates for mayor.
Only five? There's
one person dropped out.
Oh, but I thought, okay.
There were several who were rumored and who dropped out. But I think we're at five now.
Okay.
And what I find interesting about it, you know, and then, you know, there's acting mayor Kim Janey is basically trying to say the word, I'm mayor, not acting mayor as much as possible. What's her name? Wu Train. Why am I spacing out on her first name right
Michelle
now?
Michelle Wu. What do you mean, Wu Train?
Michelle Wu, right. Yeah, I was forgetting her first name. Her email or her.
Facebook
moniker is Wu Train.
Oh, really?
So I'm get on the Wu identifying her with that. But yeah, she seems to have a lot of the sort of the young progressive hipsters and stuff in her camp.
Yes.
Andrea Campbell is another one of the strong candidates, but there are a couple of others as well.
Well, three of them are all on this. They're all city councilors.
Yeah, Anissa Sabine George.
Right. She's
who I think is a bit of a sleeper. Don't be too surprised if she actually emerges in time. But one
the acting mayors also was.
That's Kim Janey. Yeah.
Kim Janey,
but the thing I was going to say about the stuff, what I find interesting is, you know, I keep track of the campaign finance, you know, who's taking how much money for Cambridge and, here's $3,000 for this, it's $1,500 for that.
Are you looking at Boston? You can look at Boston.
I can look at Boston. It's sort of like, it's not like, well, we get $500, $3,000 to like that. There it's like $35,000.
Really?
Yeah, what? Expenditures. Like, and they have independent, some of the candidates actually have these manufactured independent expenditure packs that are there to support those particular candidates. Right. I mean, they were even created, you know, normally you think it's an independent expenditure pack.
Yeah.
It's not specifically related to the candidate. They're not supposed to communicate.
But these are
actually formed to support the candidate.
Maybe that's the system there. I mean, obviously it's legal, right?
Yeah. I mean, but so there's one called a Better Boston Independent Expenditure Pack is basically just dropped $133,000 in ads for Andrea Campbell.
Holy moly. Yeah.
And then Hospitality Workers Independent Expenditure Pack apparently is Kim Janey's independent expenditure pack.
Can you unpack? Are they obligated to show who contributes or no?
Yes, I believe
they
so. But the thing is, the limits that most political action committees have, you know, which are similar to candidate limits, it's different for these independent expenditure packs.
Yeah.
The price you pay for supposedly not directing the pack to do your bidding, even though you know darn well they are, is that they they can raise ridiculous amounts of money. Individual contributors can put in $20,000.
So there's no limit on those at all.
It doesn't appear to be any limits at all. So
wow.
Anyway, I find it an interesting contract. Here,
yeah.
we get very, I get very obsessed.
I know you
with
do.
Cambridge political
not,
stuff.
Not everybody else.
Sure, maybe we should. Maybe I should just stop, right?
Yeah.
But you know, honestly, we are like this little itty bitty fishbowl in comparison to Boston. Well, in some respects.
But wait a minute, are we comparing ourselves to Boston? Come on, they have what 600,000 residents or almost.
Yeah, they're bigger.
We are like 110. They're like six times bigger. They should
I know,
have bigger things.
I know.
They have bigger problems.
Bigger
let's face
problems.
It. Come on.
That's true.
All right.
Well, we have a well-managed city government.
Let's get off of Boston.
Enjoy that. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, meanwhile, back here in Cambridge.
Meanwhile.
So when last we met, there have been a few new candidates have emerged since then. I mean, you know, they're the ones who we expected, who finally got around to pulling papers, to be sure.
Yeah.
But we actually had some, maybe, shall we say, unexpected candidates.
You're talking about school committee, not
school
city
committee.
Council.
Yes. Yeah. I think the city council was pretty much was cut and dry.
Right. Right. Yeah, Paul Toner show that. Yeah. Whoops. Glaciers.
Yeah.
There we go.
So hopefully this is visible.
Yes, I see it.
But I have the candidates here in the order in which they pulled nomination papers. So when last we had a show, it was July 6th. So actually, Burhan Azim came and pulled papers on the 7th, along with Tania Hicks, mm-hmm. and then Santos Carrasquillo. But all three of those candidates were expected to pull papers. So there was nothing particularly surprising.
Okay, so I was wondering, so the bold, the candidates in bold have already had their signatures certified.
Well, provisionally certified. Certified. I kind of try to annotate that a bit. The thing is, the staff does a great job. And as soon as the signatures come in, they scurry to the voter database and they start checking them off to make sure.
Okay, and again, you only need 50?
You just need 50 certified signatures, yeah.
So I see that like down in Nicola, she's got two that didn't count. So she's probably going to have to, she can go out and get more, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. The thing is they give you three sheets to
Okay.
I think you can put up 40 or 50 on a sheet or something like that, but you cannot turn in more than 100. That's the catch.
Well, what if, so you have to be careful not to turn
in. If you came in with 120, they would make you cross out 20 of them.
I see.
You know, so they'll and then they'll take the sheet. But so when they are provisionally certified in the sense that they have 50 that the staff have certified, tomorrow the election commission is having an in-person meeting, mind you. Where they will be doing the certification of any papers that have been submitted so far.
Right. But there's quite a few that have not been submitted.
Exactly. So they will go, then it would go from unofficially or provisionally certified to certified, and then they are basically on the ballot.
So there it's possible. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there is, if a candidate decides, you know, after they've been certified, they have until about mid-August, then they can pull them, they can withdraw if they want to.
So, but, and, so at this
and that happens sometimes.
And at this point, just because they pulled nomination doesn't mean, like, if they don't get the signatures, means they've already pulled out.
Yeah,
right?
And that's not uncommon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Have some candidates who do not, they fail to actually go out and catch
them. Right, because it looks like right now we've got 7 that have not. Well, 8.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Well, Quinton doesn't seem to be bothered by it. He probably has.
Right. Oh, I'm sure he's got enough. Remember that the act of actually gathering signatures is itself a form of campaigning.
True.
You know, when you get anybody to sign their name on something for you, then that's a name you want to keep because it's a good chance you can hit them up.
But
for
do you have to do it yourself or can you just
No, you don't have to do it yourself, but you do have to make sure all of the paperwork is exactly in order. And
it has
happened 2 years ago and this year already, where candidates have failed to fill out the header. They either didn't put a date in or they didn't get it notarized or they forgot to put in the candidate's name. And you can't really count signatures that are like a blank check for candidate.
What happened years ago with Marjorie Decker? What was
she
that?
Failed to turn in the signatures, period.
That's right.
I believe it was a staff person who was sent along to do that and never turned them in.
clearly fired.
And they just missed the deadline.
She was a write-in and she won, right?
And she won. And a lot of people said she did it on purpose to draw attention to herself, which is not true.
I don't think you want to have to do that.
It did work that way, but that wasn't her intention, you know?
What's
really been interesting is what's been happening now in the school committee for a while, when Monica Bowman said she's not seeking re-election after Jim Toomey had said he was not going to seek re-election to the city council.
Right.
That left, there were only five incumbents, and for a bit it looked like, are we going to have enough candidates to fill the seats?
Right.
You know, should I run a write-in campaign and win with six votes? You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, since then it has, interesting things have happened. I mean, after Bowman dropped out, Christopher Lim, as expected, I think,
he ran before.
He pulled papers on July 7th. Mm-hmm. He ran. He was a very, very credible candidate last time around, and then he grabbed his papers on July 7th, and he had all his signatures in by, you know, a day or so later. So
this is I don't actually recognize the name underneath his.
All right, so Akriti Bambi, and I don't know if I'm getting the pronunciation right, so I will.
Is it a male?
It is a female candidate, okay. And she's working in sort of like something related to healthcare management or policy, I think. But she was a legislative aide for Marjorie Decker.
Oh.
So she worked for Marjorie Decker, and
that's,
I think I might have seen the name in that sense.
Okay.
So, you know, I think this was an opportunity for her. So I haven't met her in person yet, but, I'll pop over to candidate pages and give a little bit more about that. But, you know, she pulled papers on July 8th. She already turned them in. She's already provisionally certified. She's good.
Wow.
Rachel Weinstein had been on vacation, so she came back and quickly turned them around it has sufficient candidates. But the two surprises, one of which isn't so much of a surprise because I think I knew about it in advance, was Kathleen Kelly, who served already three terms on the school committee.
Right.
She decided to pull papers again to run for school committee once again.
Interesting.
After sitting out a term.
Right.
So
not that she lost, she just sat out.
No, and she's actually was working for the Massachusetts Association of School Committees in the meantime.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
All right. So she'll be back, as we like to say. So if she wins, we'll have another adult in the room, as we say. But today, much to my surprise, there was another person in the sweepstakes, which was Carolyn Hunter, who is a well-known figure.
Of course. Very involved in high school, everything.
I first knew of Carolyn Hunter being a bit of a Johnny come lately to radical politics. I knew her as one of the people who were the founding members for the Benjamin Banneker Charter School, which was very much meant as an opportunity for minority kids in the city to basically have an opportunity to learn math and science and technology. That was, you know, whether that's panned out perfectly, I'm not going to say. But
so you're saying she has not been involved with the public schools then since then?
She has been involved with the public schools. Let's also be clear that schools are public schools.
True. Okay. Yeah. But you would think her energy.
No, she continued to work for the Cambridge Public Schools, if I recall correctly. She was a person you definitely saw around at a lot of school related affairs. So,
all right. Well,
But she was also known for starting an organization leading that basically was for when she worked for Polaroid, formed a union among the workers who were pressing Polaroid to do divestment in South Africa.
Oh, I didn't realize she had been employed by Polaroid.
That's right.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
She's got a lot of history, a lot of cachet. Yeah, so her name was coming up in another a recent boycotting effort.
Yeah,
they kept kind of invoking her name as if she was almost like a patron saint for them.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But she's born 1946, so you know she's been around a while.
Yeah.
But she's got an enormously long resume, so it certainly makes the school committee race a lot more interesting.
It does. It's a good point.
You know exactly where it goes. I think maybe what I'll do is I'll just do a little quick shot over here.
Oh, here we have our candidate pages. Okay.
Again, just to
put a face to the name.
Right. Just put a face to the name. So I just kind of stole a picture of Carolyn from it's an interesting, she's recently been living in Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard. So when I looked at my copy of the voter database, she's not actually listed as a registered voter, but that was as of late June. So presumably she is correcting that or has corrected
that. As you have told me before we went on, you have to be a registered voter.
Yeah, so she gave the address as 23 Rockwell Street.
Okay.
So, I mean, she lived here for a long time. You know, there's a lot of people who want to kind of split their time between places.
Right, that could be too, and they choose to vote somewhere else.
Now, Akriti Bambi.
Oh, so there's a photo of her.
So I've already created some provisional pages for people. Not a whole lot on the pages yet, but, you know.
But they're welcome to give you this information, right?
She sent it to me voluntarily. You know, I mean, I've got contributions now to various pages and corrections and things like that. I haven't asked anybody for anything yet. But I've been getting.
But they know to send it to you. That's nice.
Yeah.
So if you don't get something after a while, do you actually seek it out? Do you just send an email?
I will do. I don't think it's really a good idea to do that until people are officially candidates.
No. Oh, absolutely.
So pulling papers doesn't make you a candidate.
You wait till
maybe it makes you a candidate, but it doesn't put you on the ballot. So
how about end of August?
Either end of July or mid-August is when I'll probably send the word out. And I said, all right, look, you don't have to do this. It's purely voluntarily. But, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and a lot, like many, many thousands of people do look at it right before elections. So
I know.
And that it would be kind of silly if they didn't send me something.
I know.
You know, especially since they're the ones who's writing it. So what do you got to lose?
Right. You don't edit it.
I edit for spelling and punctuation.
Right. Good.
And I'm not going to tell you which candidates have really dreadful spelling and punctuation. Ooh. Thank you very much.
Don't do that.
Right. Yeah. And they can change their pictures. They can change what they have in their page. In fact, some candidates will see what other candidates are doing and then they will modify what they've got.
It's like a template.
They figure they've got to step it up a little bit or something like that. So, I'll even put links to the videos or whatever, to do it, just to get the word out there around the candidates. So
that's public service. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of a big deal. I think it's happening.
So when would the first forms be taking place? When do they usually take place? In September?
The very, very first
They're August, form, aren't they?
Yeah, they really do vary, but what I was going to say about it was I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit here.
Oh, you have something here that says it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I actually got a notification today. I'm just going to choose Dodge right down to the bottom of the page here.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. City so calendar. There's a group called My Brother's Keeper.
Oh, of course. They've
been really, really, really active over this past year.
Yes, because of public safety stuff and all. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I got from the person who's sort of the head person for them, sent me a thing saying they're having a city council candidates forum on September 23rd. School committee ones for October 21st.
Oh, so that's
I have, and I have it actually on the candidate pages as well.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not here just trying to kind of sell people on the idea, but what I do is I put together a blank calendar initially that just has the basic city dates.
Sure.
And I started doing this some years ago.
I know. I remember that. There you go. You've got the Brother's Keeper up there.
Yeah. And I do that here so that the people who are organizing forums can see which dates are open.
Sure. Exactly. So do you put holidays, like Jewish holidays and all that?
If I have them, I'll put them, but I don't necessarily research them to find
Tuesday out. Tuesday the 7th, I know, is Rosh Hashanah. So.
Okay. Well, your job.
Okay. And also it's my daughter's birthday. So I don't.
Well, all right, well, that's a holiday right there. So there shall be no candidate forms on that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so anyway, it's just something I do because it's useful. And, in past years, I have the calendar from the previous year also there. 2 years ago. So that people can see which organizations had forums.
Yeah.
So there's there's an environmental one at Green Cambridge and others put together. There's a Mid-Cambridge Neighborhood Association one.
Porter Square one. Neighbors
the
or whatever.
Porter Square Agassiz, which I guess we have to now say Porter Square Agassiz Baldwin.
I think ABC has done one, right?
They do it. They tend to be very topic specific because
that's who they are. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ABC is largely a single issue type of organization. I think the Emergent Cambridge Citizens Coalition did one.
Oh, you're
two
right.
Years ago,
they did. I remember that
over at
in Harvard
Square area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there are others. I think CEOC has actually done
forums
in the past.
They have. They did the senior.
Yeah. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens with. You think COVID may have some impact?
You know, I hope to God these are not going to be done in Zoom. I really want to see them. You know,
right, but they still may be limited in terms of how many people and whether you're going to wear a mask. I mean, frankly, I would.
Yeah, we don't know yet. So
we don't know. Yeah.
But right now, they're just carving out some dates so that there's hopefully
that's cool.
conflicts. And I'm going to help do what I can to help.
You know where to look. I mean, because the city website wouldn't have a lot of those.
No,
they would only have.
It's not a city affair.
Not a city affair, right.
So. Anyway, I'm doing my part, you know.
You just, always do your part.
Trying, you know.
You always do your part.
Get things okay, yeah. So,
let's see. The segment's coming to a close soon, but we could give a preview of what we want to talk about.
A little bit, yeah. All right, so one of the things that, City Council had its last regular
June
meeting.
June 28th,
and they won't be back till I believe
August
2nd, right?
2nd.
Second,
whatever. It's that second, first Monday.
Right, early August, so it's the
first Monday in August, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they won't meet again until
a week or so
into September. So,
right.
You know, this is the special meeting, the one special meeting that takes place in the summer.
But although there's ordinance meetings, there were two committees, lots of meetings.
Yeah, so right now, all the action for those who are interested in civic and political stuff around Cambridge is really in their committee meetings who are doing things. And then there are political events. There are political times for candidates. You know, so I went to one for Joe McGuire. Williams.
McGuirk.
Yeah. Pardon me, Joe. I'm really.
You
I'm
went
one. So
Nicola Williams was supposed to be tomorrow night, but I didn't.
They have multiples. You know.
You've been to them.
I went to Joe had one in Inman Square at a barbecue place.
I know, but that's sort of.
I went for the barbecue.
Style. Yeah.
What other ones? Well, Paul Toner's got one coming up at Patty's Lunch.
Okay.
I mean, if candidates send it to me, I actually put it in the calendar. I'll put the times.
Right,
in there
but I didn't. I don't take you as going to all of them. Maybe if you like candidates.
Honestly, I don't. I honestly don't enjoy them for the most part.
They're political speeches, and you can get
Sometimes I purposely arrive just late enough to miss the political speeches.
If they have good food, you'll be there, right?
I'll go there for the food. Yeah. And if they have beer or wine, even more so.
Even more.
Yeah. They're interesting to watch some of the political dynamics. It's interesting to see who shows up.
Yeah.
You know, for those of us who kind of know the players.
I went to my daughter and I went to Sumbles. It was a couple of weeks ago. The storm.
And you wrote a check to Sumble Siddiqui too. You know, remember, I follow this stuff.
You could see my name on, oh my God, that's
course.
Right. I do.
I know who's,
I don't write checks often, and I don't go to these often, but if I go, I'm usually going to write a check.
I think I wrote one to Joe McGuirk so far, but I'll probably write a few more, but I don't do it very much. And, and I also don't want to give the impression I'm,
in your position, right? And I also don't, I don't believe in all of it, but some people I do, but the other thing, I didn't really know anybody at her, and there were a lot of people. So she attracts a big group of people that are,
the political constituencies are, you know, if you knew a lot of people, that would not be a good sign, because the thing is, it would mean, candidates have to kind of carve out their own number one space. Right.
Yeah.
So if I went to
people.
But if I went to an event that had a lot of familiar faces, then who I had seen at other political events.
Exactly.
Thinking, well, this candidate doesn't really own all these people's number one votes.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I always say not to get too into the weeds of PR elections, but you kind of have to own, you have to be the champion of somebody, some group, some issues, something.
Absolutely.
It's not enough to be a supporter. You sort of have to be the person, you know?
That's like, true. Yeah.
You know, who's the, this is the
you candidate. You need their number one vote. You need
the, right. Yeah, that's right. You, the twos and threes are helpful.
Right.
And by the way, that's one of the little bits of dynamics I do like to follow. I'm not going to name names here, but when I see a candidate, once upon a time, if you knew there was a whole slate of candidates, that wasn't uncommon to see other members of the slate at each other's political times, right?
Exactly.
Time, by the way, is a Cambridge term for political event and has been some time.
Really?
Memorial. Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that. Okay.
But if you see another candidate these days at somebody's events, if I was the candidate, you know, my interpretation would be
what
I'd say, especially if it was an incumbent, says this person has me tagged as losing. And I want to make sure then that when that candidate loses,
that vote goes,
incumbent gets the number twos.
Wow.
So I don't think it's necessarily, to me, when you see incumbents starting to show up and you're a challenger and your incumbents start coming to your time, it's like buzzards circling around the meat. You know,
I wonder if we'll see any of that. I wonder if we'll see any of that.
I'm already seeing it.
Oh, you
I'm already
are
seeing it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, again, I'm not going to name names.
No, don't name candidate. Names, Robert. You got to.
I've already definitely seen it. Multiple people who I think are anticipated is not necessarily
interesting.
Winning.
Well, we'll talk about that off camera.
Yeah.
Off mic, not a hot mic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again,
okay, we just have half a minute left here, but, in this segment.
But,
yeah.
But the other thing that happens over the summertime, in addition to this political stuff, is there are city council committee meetings.
Absolutely.
Some of which are kind of related to the political campaigns. Let's be serious.
Yeah, and I follow a couple of them.
They're using it as a kind of an attention grabber. But
plus, there's been a couple of meetings on the city manager and all the process.
Yeah, and more to come. And those are not real good political events.
Oh, they are boring, but understandable.
That's just work. So.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll cut out now, but we'll be back in a few minutes on Cambridge Insider.
Hide out.